KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of the latest in sports here on KJAN Sports, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for complete internet hookup.
Hi, it's Marlene and Jill from Marnie Elkhorn.
Any customer who gets TV services from us gets Watch TV Everywhere free. It lets you watch selected programs from nearly 80 channels.
Anywhere I have an internet connection, I can watch. On a laptop, a tablet, or a smartphone.
Watch TV Everywhere is free to Marnie Elkhorn TV customers. You just have to register.
Visit our website under TV to learn more. Then contact our office to get started.
Marnie Elkhorn, your local connection.
The Atlantic volleyball team has more confidence and higher expectations heading into Michelle Blake's second year as head coach. The Trojans graduated a few valuable seniors off last year's squad, but a lot of underclassmen got a lot of playing time last year on a youthful team. That year of experience and a strong summer working together has the Trojans shooting for loftier goals this season. Coach Blake said the girls set their own goals for the season, which included racking up multiple conference wins.
If they play the way that we saw them play this summer in the rotation that we've put together, there's no reason that they can't get more than one conference win. So that's one of the goals that they've set aside for themselves. And another thing that we've talked about is just, you know, in the past, I think I was going back in quick stats the other day, and, you know, I think in the last 9 years, we've only had one double-digit win season, and that was 2 years ago, the year before I took over. And like you said, I think they graduated seven seniors that year. So it was a big turnaround for us last year. And so that's another goal for them, is to get back into that double-digit win column and push even over 500. So those are some pretty big goals for them, but definitely not out of reach.
Atlantic returns setter Haley Rasmussen, who had 429 assists last year, and Kills leader Alyssa Derby, who had 180 of those. Coach Blake expects them to take on even more of a leadership role this season, starting with Rasmussen.
She's a super coachable kid. She's a great kid. She works harder than anybody else that I think I've ever coached. And so she's gonna be running the show. It's her offense to run. And so I think that everybody else is kind of just following in her footsteps and what she's kind of doing and what I've been pushing her to do. And then obviously Alyssa Derby, now a junior, you know, this will be her third year starting varsity. She just is getting better and better all the time. The stronger she gets, the higher she's jumping. And she's just becoming a much more diverse player. You know, she's not just I'm just going to get up there and just hammer it to the floor. So Alyssa's going to take quite a bit of the load, but we have some more kids that are coming up behind.
The Trojans are coming off an 8-28 season last year. They were close in a number of matches, but fell short more often than not in those tight sets and matches. Coach Blake said the team has shown some signs of flipping that scenario this season during summer play.
The one set that sticks out to me is our very last set of the day. You know, we were down 18-13 to a really solid team and ended up battling back, and we won the set 22-20. So, you know, the fact that we were down 5 points in what was almost the end of the match and they never gave up and they just continued to battle, it just says a lot about how things are changing in their mentality and the way that they're playing.
Atlantic will hold their Trojan Night scrimmage coming up on the 27th and then open up regular season play on the 31st at the AHSTW invite. You can hear that full interview with Coach Blake during our first week of the Saturday Morning Coaches Show that will be coming up on August 31st at 8:30 that morning. The 2019 high school football season's already upon us. After some early season schedule adjustments in 8-man District 7, there are a number of area teams playing Week 0 contests tomorrow night. We'll start our season on KJAN with Audubon coverage as the Wheelers play host to the East Mills Wolverines. And I'll be along with Mike Smith to bring you the weekly broadcast of the game of the week each week. We'll have our Dvorak Tire and Service pregame show starting each night at 6:30 with kickoff set for 7 throughout the year. Also, starting in week 1, you'll be able to listen to our weekly pick'em show, Who's Gonna Win, at 6 o'clock each night through the first round of the playoffs. You can listen to games each week, of course, on the radio, online, and through the web app. And we'll once again provide live video streaming of the games each week as well. You'll be able to find our KJAN TV broadcast by heading to KJAN.com and clicking on the KJAN Video Network in the Community Hub. Once there, you can click to enter the KJAN TV page or the Cam Cougar channel. Cam students will provide live video of the Cougars' home games throughout the season as well. The coverage is a shift from our Facebook-only availability last year, and we'll still provide links on our Facebook page to the new setting. And you can take a look at our full intended broadcast schedule here on KJAN on the same story as well on our sports page. In Major League Baseball game we had for you last night, Mike Moustakas homered and Keston Hiura drove in a pair of runs to lead the reeling Brewers to just their third win in the last nine, 5-3 over the Cardinals. The game was stopped after 7.5 innings and made official following a 66-minute rain delay. Milwaukee broke a six-game losing streak against the Cards, who were knocked out of first place in the NL Central, falling a half game behind the Cubs as Chicago went on to beat San Francisco on a late Chris Bryan home run 12-11 last night. The Brewers are in third, 3.5 behind the Cubs. Milwaukee lost four of the first five in the six-game trip, including the opening two of the three-game set to the Cardinals. Other National League scores yesterday was Cincinnati 4-2 over San Diego, Colorado 7-2 over Arizona, Washington 11-1 over Pittsburgh, Atlanta 5-0 over Miami. The Orioles banged out four home runs in an 8-1 thrashing of the Royals. Jonathan Villar opened the scoring with a two-run shot. Anthony Santander and Renato Nunez hit back-to-back home runs in the fifth inning, and Hanser Alberto put the game away with a three-run blast in the sixth. Baltimore tied a major league record by surrendering its 258th homer, but it was the only run allowed by Aaron Brooks over the five innings. Other American League scores, it was Tampa Bay 7-6 over Seattle, White Sox 4-0 over the Twins. It was Detroit beating Houston 2-1, Texas an 8-7 winner over the Angels, and Oakland 6-4 over the Yankees. Two games in interleague play went to extras as 10-inning games for the Mets, a 4-3 win over Cleveland, and the Dodgers 2-1 victory over Toronto. And in 9 innings of play, it was Philadelphia 5-2 over Boston. In Pacific Coast League baseball yesterday, New Orleans beat Omaha 5-3 and San Antonio a 9-4 winner over the iCubs. iCubs host an afternoon game at Principal Park today against San Antonio for a 12:08 start. And Omaha is at New Orleans for a 7 o'clock start here this evening. In baseball news, Braves have placed catcher Brian McCann on the 10-day injured list with a left knee sprain suffered in Tuesday's win over the Marlins. The injury prompted Atlanta to recall reliever Alex Jackson, who has hit .224 with 25 home runs for Triple-A Gwinnett this year. Cubs reliever Brandon Morrow won't pitch this season. Team president Theo Epstein says the closer is out for the year following another setback in his recovery from right elbow surgery. Pirates pitcher Chris Archer has been placed on the 10-day injured list with right shoulder inflammation a day after being removed following the first inning of his start against the Nationals. The Rockies have put starting pitcher John Gray on the 60-day injured list because of a left foot fracture ending his season. In the NFL, Dolphins receiver Jakeem Grant is 5'6", which means that under his new contract, he could be worth nearly $364,000 per inch. Grant signed a four-year extension Wednesday for up to $24 million through the 2023 season. One of the NFL's smallest and fastest players, Grant has three career touchdowns on returns, which ties the franchise record. He also has had only 34 career receptions for 471 yards and four touchdowns, but is expected to play a significant role in first-year coach Brian Flores' offense this season. He missed the final six games last year with a calf injury that required surgery, but now has fully recovered. And the Saints have added linebacker Will Compton and offensive lineman Fisayo Owalja to their training camp roster. The additions announced Wednesday come after the club waived reserve long snapper Nick Moore and placed offensive tackle Chris Clark on injured reserve. And a person familiar with the situation says that Lions defensive tackle Damon Harrison has accepted a one-year, $11 million extension, giving him 3 years left under contract in the franchise. The Lions acquired Harrison from the Giants in the middle of last season for a draft pick. That's a look at some of the latest in sports here on KJN Sports, brought to you by Marnie Elkhorn Telephone Company. Check with them for a complete internet hookup. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN Sports.